This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. One industry that came to a standstill during the pandemic was arts and entertainment. It has come roaring back. 185,000 people got new jobs in arts and entertainment last year, but the employment numbers still aren't where they were pre-pandemic. There are still 70,000 fewer people working in arts and entertainment now than at the end of 2019. So we thought we would check in with the country's largest theater company that serves audiences of multiple generations, the Children's Theater Company based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Kimberly Motes is managing director there and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you reopened about just a year and a half ago. How are things going?
You know, we opened our doors to live performance in November of 2021. And we have seen a continuation of audiences coming back to CTC, certainly for our holiday programming and our spring programming. What we're finding is that if there is something known, a title that audiences can recognize, we're seeing higher levels of participation than some of the newer work that maybe isn't as title known in the marketplace.
What's been the most popular thing you've done so far?
So the most popular show has been this holiday season's Dr. Seuss's The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. It broke box office records for us, and 58,000 people spent the holidays with us this season, which was just thrilling to see children and parents and grandparents and families coming back to theater as part of a holiday tradition.
What changes have you noticed in the theater business since reopening?
Well, certainly we are all in what we call recovery mode coming out of the pandemic. It was an 18-month shutdown for most of us in the industry. We are not back to the same sort of budget size. We've got a smaller staff. Certainly, we have been very careful about hiring. So, for example, pre-pandemic for us, we had 72 full-time staff. We are now at 63 full-time staff. Our part-time sort of worker hours are down about 13%. And, you know, in terms of, you know, that payroll, we're down a bit in terms of the overall numbers of people that we have had on our payroll.
You mentioned, you know, budgets are down, but also I wonder if when you reopened, was everyone you had employed, were they still there? I mean, had people kind of moved on to other careers in the meantime?
You know, we were a theater that had to make really tough decisions with the shutdown, and we furloughed the majority of our staff. What was remarkable for us was, I think 90% of our staff came back 18 months later. We did a lot of communication with our staff during the shutdown so that everyone knew what we were thinking about. We knew that it was going to be a while before we were able to return, and that we would need the vaccine and other mitigation strategies in place. I will say that what we have seen is we've seen some staff in our field. We've seen a number of theater makers leave the industry. We have shortages of positions like stage managers and at times run crew. And we're talking a lot about, you know, eliminating six-day rehearsal weeks, which has been standard in our business, and a number of things that have been standard in our business that we're now looking at differently to make sure that this is a profession that people can both live and work and have that balance of life.
And moving forward, you know, this year is economically speaking so uncertain. I mean, the forecasts are sort of constantly changing. Are you going to just sort of do more with less, or do you think you'll get back to where you were? It's just a matter of time, or how are you looking at this year?
So for us, this was a big recovery year, and it was our first year, this sort of fiscal or season that started in September of performances as well as education programming. We are not back to the same budget levels as before the pandemic. I think we're thinking that it's going to be a multiple year recovery. We're feeling the wage pressure for sure. We're seeing inflation cost in materials, just like other businesses. We're right now looking at we're developing a five-year financial projection so that we can begin to really understand at what point can we get ourselves into a more financially healthy approach. So, you know, we're investing in some of the revenue areas for us. So how can we make sure that we're attracting audiences keeping audiences. You know, there are changes going on in philanthropy, and we're very dependent on the generosity of institutional and individual contributed revenue and philanthropy. It's about 38% of our overall budget. So really looking at sort of the revenue side and then what that means in terms of what we can do on an expense side. We've got a robust education program. Our summer camps and classes have been really healthy, and a lot of families are looking to have their children experience creative outlets and theater by participating in camps and classes, which is really exciting to see as we think about the social emotional development of our young people and how powerful theater experiences can be for that social emotional development. So that's encouraging for us. So there's a lot in the mix. We're really interested in what the back half of the season looks like for us. So I think we're going to know a lot more in July, and that's going to inform how we move forward into the future.
Mm. Alongside the pandemic, one of the things that this country has grappled with over the past few years has been a national conversation about diversity, inclusion, and anti-racism. Have you as an organization felt the need to engage with that in your programming?
We have. And in fact, our focus on equity, diversity, inclusion, and justice predates the pandemic and the work we were doing over really the last 10, 15 years prior to the shutdown. One of the things that really has benefited us and caused us to even deepen our discussions and our actions was an effort by 300 BIPOC artists called We See You White American Theater, which really they put forward a set of, they called it demands, but really a set of ideas about how to make theater more equitable, more inclusive, more just. And we saw that as a gift and really spent time in the pandemic unpacking those and have made a series of adjustments to our theater practices. We've set a goal of ourselves that half of the work on our stage will center BIPOC perspectives. And I'm really proud that that has been the case since we've reopened. We've always been focused on representation on our stages, especially because for young people, we know that matters so much. And so 50% of the actors on our stage have been from BIPOC communities. And that was pre-pandemic. There's a whole host of efforts that I could spend a lot of time talking about, led by our associate artistic director and director of equity and community partnerships, Michael Nguyen, that we've, you know, everything from our hiring practices and our interview questions, we ask about their, you know, potential employees' experience in equity, diversity, and inclusion to our performance reflections on an annual basis. We ask the question about how have you helped further our core value around inclusion. And we've got various programs where we're focused on how can we eliminate barriers to participation for underrepresented populations. We really have four key communities. So certainly the BIPOC communities, people with disabilities, the LGBTQIAP+ community, and those who have faced socioeconomic challenges. So for example, we have a program called ACPASS, which is focused on lower income families. So if you qualify for free and reduced lunch in schools, you can opt into this membership program where you can access $5 tickets to our performances, as well as scholarships for theater arts training for your children. There's a whole host of efforts that we've had underway and that we continue to advance at CTC.
Kimberly Motes is managing director for the Children's Theater Company in Minneapolis. Kimberly, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for highlighting arts and culture and theater in particular.